Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, Shaletta.
What's up? Oh, my God.
You know
when's
who I am?
When's the last time I saw you? You were choking to death, and I was trying to save your life.
Stop it.
But you would not receive that life-saving treatment because it was a plain host culture.
Well, that
because you only wanted the cherry flavor.
It's called advancement in medicine. By the way, you've been hanging out with Chad too long. If you're bringing up these stories from years ago and not letting them go.
That's what old people do. We old. That's what old people do. We bring up old stuff. Old people bring up old stuff. And you still owe me $20. See?
For what?
You remember that time? That I was working as the producer, you know, one of the best producers that's ever graced that show, mm-hmm. trained in Dave Harrigan. You guys can thank me for that later. And, you know, there was burrito people across the street. You remember back when we used to have, you know,
food
people
trucks.
Downtown?
Yep.
And I brought food in. And if I'm not mistaken, you asked me to buy you something. And it was about $20 because, you know, downtown food is, you know, it's a premium. They charge premium for that. And I never got my money back. And I'm not trying to bring up old stuff. But it's time for school clothes and supplies and stuff. I would like to. That's keeping me from getting my kids binders and stuff. The $20 is really holding me back right now, Adam Carter.
Here's the problem with that is because I'm so old, too, that it's like I don't remember it, but it's probably true. And even if it isn't, people could just rip me off. Hey, you know, I borrowed you like, you know, $5,000 one time. And I'm like, hey,
right,
you know, you're probably right. Here's the money back.
Yeah, you know, and that's so Minnesota. Like people, you know, who talk to me and they're like, well, why do we have all this fraud? Why do you guys have all this fraud in Minnesota? Why are these agencies like feeding our futures and these autism centers just ripping off the government? It's because Minnesotans have a Midwest values,
yeah.
And their word is their bond. And so if you give somebody who's from Minnesota, who lives here, money, they're going to use it for exactly the intended purpose. And then they are going to give you the receipts because they don't want you to ever think that they stole something or they took something that didn't belong to them because their word is their bond, right? And it's not, that's not the case in every state. What happens is when outsiders come to this state, we want to believe the best. And we want to think that these people have our same Midwest values and that their word is their bond and they're going to do right and they're not going to take money that doesn't belong to them. And that is not accurate. That is not the case. These folks are defrauding our state.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are outsiders, people who are taking advantage of how we live our lives and you know, so I don't necessarily blame the health department or any of these other organizations because they're run by people from this region who've been living here a long time, who grew up here and who have these Midwest values of honesty, character and integrity. And they believe people when they say, I'm going to spend this $1 million to feed these children. And they don't believe that they're going to take the money and go buy a house in Edina and a Ferrari and a Porsche and a Bentley. They believe that they're going to feed the kids. So it's really not on our leaders necessarily. I think it's just, we have a different culture here. And that reminded me of that when you said that if you said I owed it to you, I'm going to pay you because I don't want my name to be mud and I want to be righteous. And that's just the way people are here. And I appreciate that about this part of the country.
I mean, we can appreciate that, but we could also see that whatever you want to call it, the Midwest generosity or Minnesota nice only goes so far. And when you're dealing with millions of dollars,
and that is true, too.
We need to change our mindset on that and realize that, the intent is great, but sadly, there are so many people out there that take advantage of that. And I'm glad you brought this up because I was going to bring this up with you. And as someone, obviously, who is an advocate for those with autism, we know about your situation and people taking advantage of this. Also, with the, the millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars that came to black organizations after the murder of George Floyd, well-intentioned dollars. And as someone, you were a proponent of companies and, stalwarts in this community to step up. Also, nefarious groups taking advantage of that money too and using it not for its intended purposes. Does that offend you on a certain level?
Not really, because bad people are bad people and they're going to do what bad people do.
Yeah.
What we need to have is a system of checks and balances. And I know that, we want to believe the best in folks, right? We want to believe that folks are just going to do right for do right's sake. But we're going to have to start vetting these folks.
Yeah, we can't do that anymore. We can't assume that anymore.
No, and you know what? The good is going to have to suffer for the bad. People say, well, what about those people who are doing right and who aren't stealing money? They're just going to have to take a hit for the team, and if they're doing right, they can show their receipts, and then we can move on, and they can get their money, and they can do the good work that they want to do. But we're going to have to start vetting people a little bit harder. We're going to have to not make it harder to get access, right? Because then that's there you go. Like, oh, well, we just can't get money to, this group because they steal. Or we can't do this because, we tried it once and people can't be trusted. And so that's the excuse that people use not to allow people who look like me to have access, stereotyping and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we do have to make sure that people, show their receipts, show proof of their work. It's like the math problems that we all would get wrong in seventh grade. We tap off on a friend, right? And then all the wrong, but all the right answers, and then the teacher would have to say, show your work. See, I know you cheated because you can't show me your work. And so people are going to have to start showing their work to get the money. And that's just, and I'm sorry, but they're just going to have to go through those extra steps. But $6, like, we spend a lot of money in taxes. I want to make sure my tax dollars are spent properly.
Yes.
I don't want my tax dollars going, as a small business owner, my God, I pay more in taxes than anything. It is hard being a small business owner here in Minnesota because, we have a lot of taxes. The state taxes are a beast. The payroll taxes are incredible. And so, I'm just learning that, and I don't want my tax dollars going to no tomfoolery.
That's, yes, we deserve it. I mean, that we need to ensure, and I get it. Good intention is one thing, but also you have to have mechanisms in place to show that the money you give to people is being used for the right reasons. And I don't know if it's just lack of staff. I don't know if it's just...
I'm telling you, I believe it's just because we have these values in Minnesota and we are trustworthy and we think other people are going to have those same values. And so we give our values to those people and they don't have, we project our values on those people and they don't have the same values that we have. And so I really believe that the reason that we're going through this right now is because we are too Minnesota nice to say, show me your work.
Yeah, that can't happen anymore.
No, Jesus, no.
Let's take a break. I got a couple more topics, including a big weekend for me. I'm taking my oldest to college this weekend and I need a little advice. So let's take a break. More with Feisty Fridays with Shaletta Brundage after this on WCCO.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
More with Shaletta Brundage. Breaking news, Shaletta, something I know you'll be disappointed in. RFK Jr. says he will not run for president in 2028.
Now, who the hell am I going to vote for?
I knew you were ready to...
You messed up my plan.
I know you were ready to start campaigning tomorrow for RFK Jr.
I already got the little T-shirt. I put our pictures next to each other like... You know, Ashford and Simpson, I had a little theme song and a line dance I was working on. Damn, Adam. Why are you going to tell me something like that on a Friday? How am I going to go into the weekend with that on my mind?
I'm sorry. I know you're a big fan. I'm taking my daughter to college this weekend. It's breaking my heart, even though she's right in town. It's not like we're going cross country. I mean, she'll be
ten minutes away. It don't matter. She ain't in your house every day. You can't lay eyes on her. You don't know what she doing and who talking to her and who she talking to. It's a whole different vibe, Adam. I did it last year, and I'm still in therapy. I have not recovered. I wish I could have better news for your friend, but I do not. I don't have nothing to tell you that's good. You're going to have to do a lot more praying and have a lot more faith. Because here's the thing. Everything we planted in them at this point is growing.
Yep.
So if we were some crappy parents, people are about to see a crappy kid. Just be honest. If we would say it's about to get real, real right now. There's no pulling them back. There's no getting them in line. If we were good parents, folks are about to see some good kids. So when you walk up on that college campus, if everybody is rolling their eyes at you and giggling and pointing, we produce some crappy kids, okay? So whatever you put in them is about to come out of.
Well, I hope it's not quickly that evident that my kid. By the way, I have full confidence that Morgan Patricia Carter is a good child.
Oh, Morgan Patricia Carter is amazing, yeah. Despite the fact that you know the dad is whose name is on the line,
yeah,
that I know and work with. But you know, it's the time for whatever we planted in them to grow, like all of those lessons we taught them and the things that they learned from us. Like, you would be surprised what they were paying attention to. So, like, my son Andrew, he was doing a paper, a project in class, and he did it on me. He was doing a black African American history program project, and he was like, and my mom worked at CCO Radio, and she did this, and this. And I was like, you were paying attention? You noticed? Like, I just couldn't believe that he was able to regurgitate everything. And this is not something that I said to him. This is something that he saw. So, you know, everything that we said, everything that they saw, it's now time for them to put that into action. But you're going to miss it, Adam. You're going to pass by that room. It's not going to smell like hot Cheetos and Takis. Mm-hmm. I don't know what girls smell like. I got teenage boys, so they smell, my whole house smell like hot Cheetos and Takis.
It's a little bit of that and a lot of, you know, products, like creams.
Yeah,
and, you know,
hair, hair, hair stuff, hair strands of hair and stuff all over the place. Yeah, so you're gonna miss that. I'm able to do my home improvement now. You know, I'm able to paint that room. I'm able to put curtains up. I'm able to get some new windows in that room. You know, and so now I'm on a countdown of when it is the next one gonna leave.
Yes.
And I'm looking at townhouses because it'll be here before you know it. Yeah.
We are already in that mode of like counting down. Okay, we got two more, and when they're gone, it is time to downsize. And we have one extra bedroom so that the four kids can fight over it, who gets it at various times.
Right, right. Because I don't know about you, Adam, but my mother told me my front door does not swing both ways. And when you leave here, you got to make it. You got to figure out what life is like, and you got to fall. I'm going to be there to help you up, but I'm not going to catch you. You're going to get some scrapes and bumps and bruises. But now is the time for you to go out here into this world. There's nothing else I can really teach you at this point. I've given you 18 good years of lessons and learning, and now it's time for you to, this is the test. This is the test. We've done the study, and now it's time for the test.
Texter says you don't start worrying about your kids until they leave the house. Do you think that's true?
Oh, yeah. Little kids are little problems. Big kids are big problems.
Yeah.
And so
that is so true.
Yeah. And so, and it takes big money to get them out of big trouble. It's one thing to talk to the teachers, another thing to talk to the lawyer.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So, I'm excited to see where they go. Like, I'm excited to watch your daughter grow. I know you're excited to see what Andrew's going to do next.
Yep.
And, you know, and it's so funny because he's like, well, Mom, I don't know what I'm going to do. And, you know, I'm in business, but I really want to do, you know, apparel and design and retail. And I'm like, son, your mama's 53. I still don't know what I want to do.
Right.
Right. I said, son, you're not going to figure this thing out when you're 18 years old. Just go to college, take some classes, meet some friends, try not to get anybody pregnant, don't get arrested, and in 4 years, let's get a cap and gown on you and walk off the stage.
Right. The opportunities are endless, and that's the thing, too, is also trust your instincts about something. Just because, like, somebody's pushing you to do something or, okay, I've had some success here, but something just doesn't feel right about it. It's like, we should teach our kids to trust those feelings, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Here's the thing. We project on our kids because we don't trust our own good. Like, we second-guess our own selves, even though we know, you know, that looks dangerous. I'm going to go over there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So since we can't make right choices, we project on our kids. And I know my mama had me in nursing school. What to you says nursing about me? Huh? Do I look like somebody who would keep another human being alive, huh? I tried that once. It didn't work out, okay?
How far in nursing school did you make it?
Adam, I went all the way to the clinicals.
You did?
I was in my third year. That's why it took me so long to graduate from college. I was in my third year. And they said, and now it's time to go to the hospital. They said, Shaletta, you're on bedpans. And that was my last day, Adam. I got back in my 1969 Buick Skylark that my grandmother gifted me. And I drove from Houston Baptist University to University of Houston. And I asked, where is the communications department? Because I've always wanted to be on TV. I was becoming a nurse because, you know, for a long time that black women could do two things, nursing and teaching.
Yeah.
And so growing up, that's all I heard. You could be a nurse or a teacher, a nurse or a teacher. Nobody said you could be a broadcaster. You could be on the radio. That wasn't something that people like me did at the time. My mama didn't grow up with that. Her mama didn't grow up with that. So that wasn't an option. But our kids, like you said, they have so many options and opportunities. And one thing that I'm teaching my kids, Adam, I don't know about you, but I'm teaching my kids that you don't have to work for somebody else.
Yeah.
You can create your own thing. They got people on TikTok making millions of dollars every year. Hell, Sweet Martha ain't doing nothing but baking cookies, and she made $4.9 million in 12 days. The only people I know making $4.9 million in 12 days are breaking RICO laws, okay? Sweet Martha is doing it legally. And so we can't.
We don't want to suggest Sweet Martha's breaking any RICO laws.
No,
I mean, we're a week away from the fair.
That I know who is not breaking the RICO laws that's doing it. Everybody else I know that's doing it in 12 days is violating some stuff. So, you know, so our kids need to have those examples, and they do have those examples to see and know that they can take their creativity and create their own company, create their own product, create their own brand.
Yes.
And it starts with the lemonade stands.
Yep.
It starts with, you know, your daughter's fundraisers, first softball team. You know, that's when they get that entrepreneurial spirit. Somebody got to be the next Oprah. It might as well be your baby.
Yeah. Well, my daughter's in nursing. She's going into nursing, so I don't want you talking to her and trying to talk her out of it.
I'm not going
to
say nothing. I'm not going to say nothing.
You made it a long way into nursing before you realize that you're going to have to deal with bodily fluids that somehow you suddenly objected to.
Right. Well, you know, I was going for a BSc, and so I didn't do anything at a hospital or work with any patients for a long time. They want to make sure that you understand that math for meds and all the science and biology and the body parts. And, you know, we was dissecting frogs, and that was all cute and stuff. I was like, can we fry it when we done? I love frog legs. but baby, when we put on those, and the little uniforms was so cute, Adam.
Oh, yeah.
I looked so good in my uniform because at the time, everything was sitting up, and I was still 125 pounds.
Yeah.
No girdles. Or skims.
Love a woman in uniform. Yeah.
Things were where they were supposed to be. I was, you know, doing my thing. You know, this was before the selfie, so we were taking real Polaroids with the, you know, uniforms on. We had a little cap and everything. I was so cute in my stuff. And baby, they said, Shaletta, you are on bed pants. Them people probably still looking for me, Adam. I said, I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. I literally got in my car. I left books. I left bags. I left whatever was in there at Houston Baptist University back in the 1900s. It's probably still there in the lost and found because I never went back.
Fair is next week. You got big plans for the state fair? You going to be roaming the grounds as usual?
I am so looking forward to it. You know, I've got shows on the 23rd and the 30th, so join me at the fair. And there's a campaign that I've kicked off that the bosses have not announced yet, so you'll hear it here first, is that my friends at Hennepin County are allowing us to use one of their express voting machines. And during my show on the 23rd from 12 to 3, you will be able to vote for who is your favorite WCCO radio host. We will have ballots. You will be able to put them in the machine on the 23rd from 12 to 3 at the WCCO radio booth. And then on my show, we will announce the winner of who is the favorite WCCO radio host at the Minnesota State.
Now, have you worked Dominion into this? They're going to rig the machines so that they win?
If Russia calls and they want to check out the machine and it's in my favor, I cannot confirm or deny whether or not I will let them look at the machines. But if I don't win, I probably will have a problem with this. This is my idea and we're doing it on my show. But I have been told by Brad Lane that I'm not allowed to of Sweet Martha because of what happened last year and this voting machine.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to that. All right. Thank you, Shaletta. Before we go, I want to tease my next topic and get your initial thoughts on this. Do menopausal women use menopause as an excuse to ditch their husbands? Yes or no?
I'm hanging up now. We're going through a tunnel.
There she goes, Shaletta Brundage. Menopausal women, are they using it as an excuse to dump their husbands? I think they are. We'll get into that after traffic and weather.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.